It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. This week, we have another in the Living on Earth Orion magazine series, The Place Where You Live. For more than a decade, Orion has invited readers to put their memories of home on a map and submit essays on their website. And now we're giving them a voice. That special place you care about doesn't have to be exotic, but it can be spectacular. That's the case for the spot where Gary Pace of Sebastopol, California, goes to feel close to nature.
So the Bodega Headlands is this really beautiful part of the county where these big dramatic cliffs sort of drop off suddenly into the ocean, and there's sea lions out there and whales go swimming by a couple times a year. And there's a big inlet that comes in that goes into this town called Bodega Bay. And right over the inlet is where this hole in the head, the pond, is where they were starting to construct this nuclear plant 50 years ago now. So this spot, the hole in the head, is about 20 minutes away from my house. And so I go out there regularly as part of, you know, I guess a spiritual connection or connection into the bigger forces of the universe. Bodega Headlands. The hole in the head is a small pond tucked behind dramatic cliffs dropping into the ocean. I come to this spot often to make offerings and prayers. Offerings to the land, the wild Northern California coast, and a prayer of gratitude to the people who had the vision to block construction of a nuclear plant situated directly on the San Andreas Fault. This crater pond was the site of the excavation for the foundation, amazingly located where the coastline had shifted 15 feet during the 1906 earthquake. In the early 1960s, activists worked to stop the construction and prevent a disaster. I often wonder how they found the outrageous hope that they could halt the building of a nuclear plant once the work had started, and I asked for similar inspiration. If it had opened as planned, the reactor would have outlived its utility by now. I would be standing before the shuttered cooling towers, looking out over the barrels of spent fuel rods, a lonely witness to the radioactivity which would persist for scores of human lifetimes. The electricity produced would have long since passed through local residents' light bulbs and dishwashers, and the relentless search for new power sources would continue. My thoughts drift to those folks who worked for such a reasonable outcome. As the sea breeze blows across my face, I arrange flowers in honor of the legacy these activists left behind, an ephemeral monument to something that never came to pass.
Gary Pace lives in Sebastopol, California. Tell us about the place where you live. You can find out about our collaboration with Orion Magazine and how to submit your essay by visiting our website, loe.org.